Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, the podcast where we reminisce about our geeky childhoods with our un-geeky beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And today we were doing a different kind of topic in lieu of football season and fantasy football and all that. And since this is Beer with Geeks, Frank and I decided to do our own fantasy league, the Fantasy Justice League.
That's right.
That's right. Okay. And so the rules of this game are as follows. We had multiple characters to which to choose from: Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, Green Lantern, Green Arrow, The Flash, Martian Manhunter, Aquaman, and Cyborg. All members of the Justice League at one point or another. And the goal was every actor that we're aware of that has played them, voice or live action, gets thrown into the pool. And then we have to choose, as drafts go, you know, we pick our top one and then it goes back and forth. And if that one's taken, then you have to move on to the next one and so on and so forth. Now, because there's only two of us, we have a wide range of choices.
Oh, yes.
But you never know who we might end up duplicating. And so, and we'll be talking about each character and why as the game progresses. So, we didn't decide how we're going to go first.
I think we should go in the order where Tim goes first.
Oh, well, that's a fabulous order. Okay. So, for Superman.
Yes.
For Superman. All right. My choices are, well, my choice is only one.
Yeah pick your choice.
Just for Superman, or do I want to go through all of them?
No, just give me Superman.
Superman. Tim Daly.
Tim Daly. Very nice.
Tim Daly is mine.
Want to give me a quick why?
Tim Daly is the voice that I hear in my head when I do things throughout the day.
Okay. When you think throughout the day. So it's just the voice. It's just when
the
you
voice.
Think.
No, yeah.
It's your thinking
my
voice
thinking
is Tim
voice
Daly.
Is Tim Daly's voice.
Wow.
Tim Daly voiced Superman in the 90s animated series along with some of the DC animated movies. And so Tim Daly is my choice because it is the one that I hear in my head when I read comics.
Yep.
It is the Superman that stays with me consistently. Clark Kent and Superman. So that's why he's
nice.
My choice. Yeah.
Nice.
He is the epitome of Superman to me.
Nice.
Yeah. Plus he has fabulous YouTube videos with
he
his son.
Has
the,
amazing.
The Daily Show.
Yes.
Oh, so funny. Is it The Daily Show? Is that what he calls it?
I think
it?
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
D-A-L-Y. Yeah.
Right.
So,
Daily Show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Sam Daly also voiced Superman.
Yes, he did, his son, which was good, but not the same as his father.
Not Tim Daly.
No.
I am going to go with the obvious choice, if you know me, and that's George Reeves.
George Reeves, yeah. I figured. Yeah.
Because I grew up watching George Reeves, and he is, for me, he is Superman. He is what Superman, what epitomizes Superman, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
in
yeah.
my experience.
Excellent.
So,
do you want to do second choice? Or do you want to go back and do second round?
Let's go through the whole draft, and then we'll do like honorable mentions if we want to, if we have time.
Cool. Okay. So second, Wonder Woman. My choice is Kerry Russell.
Ooh,
I know.
Nice.
I know. I can't. I know.
I'm glad you did that.
Thank you. Thank you. Kerry Russell voiced Wonder Woman in the DC animated film, which is, I mean, they have 21 films out so far, I think, going on 22 with Throne of Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
And she voiced Wonder Woman in that and was close with other people, but she's so good at all of it. The humanity, the demigod, all of it. It's great. Although I don't think she's a demigod in that version.
No.
But no.
She was just a baby made out of clay and
blood and
sand.
Sweat and sand and, you know, mom's tears, which is, you know, how real babies are made.
Right.
So
of course.
Continue. Yeah. What's yours?
On that note, Susan Eisenberg from Justice League and Justice League Unlimited.
Great choice.
Yeah. I think the longest running Wonder Woman.
I think so. Yeah. Beating out Linda by a few years.
Yeah. Linda Carter.
Who's getting her own comic book right now?
Wonder Woman 77.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
It is cool.
I'm actually excited to read that alongside Batman 66. And
Yeah, I like Batman 66.
Can we get Superman 55?
I was thinking that. Cool. I was like, if we're doing the decades here,
why not? Doing like the classic TV versions of each, then
I like that it actually goes. There's a side note: those shows go in sequential order of appearance. Superman in one decade, then Batman in another,
the next, and then Linda,
Wonder Woman in the other. Yeah, I like that very much.
That's true. But yeah, Susan Eisenberg, I think, really. You were saying that Kerry Russell really got the human side and the demigod side. Mm-hmm. I think Susan Eisenberg did a little bit more of the stoic goddess side, more than a human side. We didn't really ever see her as Diana very much, if at all.
Agreed.
It was really
she has her moments. The episode where she gets turned into a pig. Ironically, she is very human.
Oh yeah,
in that episode before she gets turned into a pig.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's also the episode where Batman sings "Am I Blue," which is
amazing.
Fabulous. Really, Kevin Conroy singing too, which is even better.
Yeah.
Okay, so good. Moving on to Batman.
Now, this one's hard for you.
Yeah, I'm going to, I know.
Jeez.
I sweat blood thinking of this.
Yeah.
Also known as hematidrosis. Okay.
Oh, all right. That sounds.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Yeah. Okay, so Leonardo da Vinci had it. Anyway, speaking of great inventors, Batman.
Yes,
my choice is Kevin Conroy. I'm taking him off the table. I know, like I wasn't gonna.
That was gonna be mine.
I know it was. You have to go to the second one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kevin Conroy has voiced the character for over 20 years. Like Tim Daly, he is the voice in my head when I read and when I watch most things Batman. If you line them up and you're like, I want to watch something Batman, chances are you throw a stone on one of them. It's going to be Kevin Conroy.
Oh project. Yeah. Oh yeah.
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 Easily, yeah.
So, what's yours?
George Clooney, because I love nipples.
You do have a nipple fetish.
I do love nipples. Yeah. No. I'm kidding. That's hard. So now you took Kevin Conroy off the table, you jerk.
like it wasn't gonna happen.
I'm actually gonna go. I'm gonna go with Christian Bale, because I think after Kevin Conroy, I think. Christian Bale brought a seriousness to the character that we haven't seen in a long time.
Right, since the bat nipples.
I mean,
George Clooney. Yeah.
Really, since Michael Keaton, I would say. Or maybe Val Kilmer. But, like, I don't take George Clooney's Batman as, like, a serious portrayal.
That's okay. Well, he doesn't either. So, he just apologized to it at New York Comic Con.
Yeah,
he apologized for it again, and everyone was like, it's not your fault, don't worry. You would have been good if you had a better script.
Right.
Yeah.
I really do like Christian Bale's. I mean, and it's easy to say because it's like arguably the most popular incarnation these days.
Right.
But I really think that what he brought to the character and what the script brought and everything all culminated in this amazing performance. These three performances by him that I think told a really great story. The three piece arc. I Kevin Conroy is my Batman. Mm-hmm. And he is the voice that I hear when I read.
Yeah,
comics.
You don't want to hear Christian Bale's voice when you read because you might not understand the lines. Yeah.
Where is it?
Where's the trigger?
Where
you wouldn't give it to an ordinary citizen. Where is it?
I'm the Marine occupant.
Sometimes when he yells, he sounds like he's Stallone losing his voice. It's like Stallone with laryngitis. Yeah,
That's so true.
Yeah.
All right. Who's your favorite Green Lantern?
Green Lantern. I give to Nathan Fillion.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I give to Nathan Fillion. There was actually that was difficult for me because there's been a couple of Green Lanterns on screen already. We have a Hal, a John, and a Kyle.
Right.
So I had a really hard time choosing, but Hal is my favorite Lantern, and so I'm giving it to Nathan Fillion, who voiced him in a couple of the.
The animated
movies. And so I just like Nathan Fillion a lot. Just actually going back to the Daily Show, there's that great, great episode where Sam Daly calls Nathan Fillion.
Yes.
He's like, Dad's kind of going nuts. You're like, you need to come over and talk to him. And like Sam Daly's like, I mean, Tim Daly's like in like Superman pajamas and he's like, oh, I'll stop you, Brainiac. And it's so great. And Nathan Fillion's like, oh no, I've got this. And he like puts on a Green Lantern ring and yes. runs it. He goes, oh, it's
really funny.
So funny.
Check it out on YouTube if you haven't. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so that's my choice. What's awesome. Yours?
That's
yeah.
a great choice. In many ways, I wish that he had played him.
He already was a space cowboy, so, you know,
yeah,
Green Lantern's a natural progression.
That's true. Yeah. I really do wish that he had played him in some live action form as well, because it'd be mm-hmm. awesome. He's a little too yeah, old now.
You
but,
and every fan yeah, in the world.
Exactly. Yeah. Phil Lamar. Mm. Phil Lamar is Jon Stewart on yeah, Justice League Unlimited. Yeah. Dude, that was really my, as much as I am, my favorite Green Lantern is Hal Jordan.
Yeah.
But Jon Stewart was...
He made that character cool.
He made that character amazing. Yeah. I freaking love that character.
Yeah, exactly. Because of...
When I started reading comics after I'd watched that show, mm-hmm. I was disappointed that Jon Stewart wasn't Green Lantern in the current continuity.
We'll see. And, you know, not even that. In the Green Lantern movie that they made...
Such a mistake, so many mistakes.
The people who went to see that movie grew up on Justice League, and a lot of them, not as comic fans, grew up thinking that Jon Stewart is the Green Lantern. And so when you go see that movie, you're like, who's this white guy?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's Ryan Reynolds, that's cool, but where is Jon Stewart?
Right.
My Green Lantern, like, the coolest one. And so arguably, particularly because of that show, definitely the coolest one.
Oh, yeah.
On Justice League anyway. That's a hard line to drive into
yeah.
in the comics,
yeah.
but...
But wow, yeah, just yeah, Phil Lamar, freaking awesome! Yeah,
great voice actor from the start.
Yeah,
but good choice, excellent choice. That was actually my runner-up, and so
yeah.
when we go back, I'm gonna have to come up with a new one.
And Fillion was my runner-up, so there you go.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. We're both coming up with new ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Green Arrow.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm giving it to Stephen Amell. I'm taking him off the table. He's mine. Nice. Although this was actually difficult for
this
me.
This is hard because there's not that many.
No, there's not, and I actually. Out of the four that we have, can I say the four that we have?
Go right ahead.
Yeah, we have Ken Schreiner from Justice League from Justice League Unlimited, Justin Hartley from Smallville, Amell from Arrow, and Alan Tudyk from the Green Arrow short. They were all really good in their own little incarnations of Green Arrow, but I love the show Arrow oh so very much. And even though he's not really the Green Arrow from the comics, like he's a little bit darker. He's basically the CW's Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a little bit of family thrown in and, you know, all that stuff. But I still really like that. And so I'm going to...
Love that.
Yeah, so yeah. That's mine.
Love Stephen Amell. I'm going to have to give
he
it
can
to...
He just kick ass. That's
yeah.
Why. Yeah, really.
By the way, if you're listening along and you want to see the complete list, I think we'll put the full list, like a PDF of it, up on the website beerwithgeeks.com in the post for this episode.
Yeah, so that way you can
if you want to follow
your own. Yeah, or exactly. play your own game. Add some more, anything
exactly.
like that. Yeah.
Exactly. And let us know if we missed any that you feel are you know outstanding. But mine is going to be Justin Hartley from Smallville because that really was my introduction to the character.
Really?
I mean, I guess
that's what got me back into watching Smallville.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I don't actually remember if I saw him on Justice League Unlimited first or Smallville first. It was around the same time for me.
Mm-hmm.
So hard to say which came first, but I think my first real consciousness of the character that I really, really fully remember is from Smallville. And
with
Justin's
voice changer.
Yeah, that's
Green
right.
Arrow.
Well, I mean, hey, I mean, Amell does that too.
Yeah, I know. But that, yeah, but Justin Hartley did it first. Yeah.
Yep.
He did a
yep.
lot first. He even had like the Foldy Bow first.
The Foldy Bow first. And
yeah. Official name, the Foldy Bow.
The Foldy Bow, yep. Look that up in the DC Wiki. Yeah. He also made reference to the boxing glove arrow.
Yes. Yes, he did.
which I freaking love. I don't have they made reference to it in
they did.
Arrow yet? I don't remember.
Well, when this episode is recorded, they haven't yet.
Okay,
but
yeah.
They did in the digital comic that's like the
okay,
in-between
yeah.
season 2 and 3
yeah.
where he shoots it and it's like a ball appears in the arrow and like hits people in the face and someone says like, "Oh, how's that boxing glove arrow working out for you?" And he goes, "Don't ever call it that."
Yeah. See, I like on that show they do a lot of that sort of thing where it's like, you know, you should call yourself the Green Arrow. Yeah. That's stupid.
No, that's stupid. Yeah, yeah,
they do a lot of that sort of making reference to them being like, "No, that's dumb."
No, yeah, I do like that. Okay, good. And moving on to the Flash.
The Flash.
Yeah, also a very difficult
Flash.
Choice. There were a lot of that is actually the incoming theme song to the show on CW. They're going to get rid of the one
oh,
that
okay.
they have.
Yeah.
And they're moving that one in.
Got it.
And so this was difficult for me because there have been a lot of flashes and a lot of flashes that I really liked. I'm giving it to Michael Rosenbaum from Justice League and Justice League Unlimited.
Taking him off the table.
Yeah, I'm taking him off the table.
You jerk.
If you notice, most of mine are voice actors. They're not the live action.
Yeah, I feel like anytime you're not picking the voice actor, I feel like I am.
Oh, good. I'm glad that worked out.
They're almost all getting recognition that way. Yeah.
Yeah. No, Michael Rosenbaum was Wally West in that show, both of those shows.
Yeah.
And he is by far, well, not maybe by far, but I grew up with Wally in the comics. I grew up with him on the show. Yeah. And so if there's a choice even between Barry and Wally and Bart, I'm going to choose Wally, because that's what I grew up with.
Yeah.
Oddly, because I grew up with Kyle for Green Lantern in the comics, but my choice goes to either Hal or John first, and then goes to Kyle.
Interesting.
Backwards, yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, John was my first Green Lantern, but I gravitate towards... I like Hal overall. When I balance out all the characters objectively, I like Hal the best. Mm-hmm. But John's my first and definitely my number two. And then Kyle, and then, you know... Then, Guy Gardner is like, kind of.
I don't like Guy.
I don't care for Guy very much.
I don't. It's not necessarily. I don't care for that type of character. I just don't like him as a character.
Yeah.
I don't like him as a person. That's fictional.
Right.
And so I just won't root for him.
I feel like I might have mentioned this already on a previous episode, but do you remember the episode of maybe it was on our Justice League / Unlimited episode? Do you remember the episode where like Hal shows up for a hot second?
Yes, the time skip episode.
It's like, it's like there's sort of like a crisis type situation going on where realities are bleeding.
Time and all that.
And John Stewart like fades away and turns into Hal Jordan. He's like, Hal Jordan, Green Lantern, I'm up to speed.
Continue. That was, I think, the first animated Hal Jordan, if you don't count like Super Friends and stuff like that.
Sure, Yeah. Modern era.
In our era, that was the first one.
Right. Yeah. I remember watching that and being sort of like, what? Oh, there's another Green Lantern? Yeah. I mean, I guess I know there's a Green Lantern Corps, so I guess he's just one of those other Green Lanterns. Like,
he's there. Okay, so what's your Flash?
My Flash, I'm going to go with Grant Gustin, actually. Breakout star of the CW's Flash.
You stole it. You said second one.
Oh, okay. Well, come up with another one. I would have maybe said Neil Patrick Harris or Kyle Gallner. But Grant Gustin
is killing it.
I think he's doing an outstanding job. He's he plays Barry with confidence.
He's mild mannered.
He's like we said,
like a Clark Kentish, like was supposed to be.
Like we said about George Reeves and Dean Cain in a previous episode. He brings this mild mannered but confident
a little bit capable. He has this like low self-esteem.
Confident thing. not in the sense that Hal is a confident Barry is a confident character, in the sense that he brings a confidence
to
in his portrayal of the
yes,
character.
I agree with you.
And that he just owns it. Mm-hmm. That's what he owns it. And I think he's killing it. I think he's, you know, enough that after just seeing one episode, I'm like, yeah, I buy it. I'm in.
I buy it. Yeah, he's very real.
I am more excited about Flash than I am about season 3 of Arrow. In some ways.
I'm excited to see what they're going to bring. Like Arrow, I'm excited for because it's Arrow, but Flash, I'm excited to see how are you going to be a little bit different? What's new and daring, you know, all that stuff.
I mean, they're doing some very interesting things on Arrow that I am very excited about. But I think if you ask me to choose between the two, I'm actually going to pick Flash. I'm a little more excited about Flash.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the part of me that likes the less of the dark superheroes and more of the flat out, you know, like exciting, happy go lucky kind of superheroes, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Cool. I like it.
Yeah.
On a side note to that, my friend texted me today, also watches Flash, and he was like, wearing a sweater and collared shirt, rocking the Barry Allen today.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, so Martian Manhunter.
Yes.
Carl Lumbly.
Damn it.
I know.
There's only one choice.
It's everyone's favorite. That's a surprise that you didn't. Phil Morris was not your first choice from Smallville.
Yeah.
It actually surprised me because I actually chose Carl Lumbly thinking, oh, he's going to choose Phil Morris. He won't want Carl Lumbly.
Carl Lumbly is my favorite.
Nailed it. Nailed Martian Manhunter. Yeah. The discovering who you are. The alienness, but the humanity. Yeah, I sometimes voice actors don't fit their characters' looks. Like, there's just something off about them, and it's not getting used to what they sound like with the. It just doesn't get, something's off. It doesn't look right, and his matches. He got a way to make it sound like, yeah, that's exactly what he would sound like. Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, so go ahead. What's yours?
Well, now
it's Phil Morris.
That you stole my idea, you vociferous vermin.
Did you just call me a velociraptor?
Yeah. That's a callback. Yeah. So I am going to say Phil Morris. Honestly, he is my number two choice by not much. It's very close.
Yeah.
I do love Phil Morris. I think he is so badass in Smallville as the Martian Manhunter.
He really does have his moments. Although, arguably, my favorite moment of him as Martian Manhunter is when he's not winning. He gets, like, hit through the portal or whatever. And
he turns green for a second.
When that's my favorite.
Yeah,
moment,
that's pretty actually. Awesome. I think it's the season 7 or 8 premiere. It's in a finale.
No, it's the... help me out here. It's the Justice Society episode. It's when...
he goes to the stained glass window and he goes out into space.
It's when Dr. Fate dies.
Oh, okay. I was thinking about a different moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think that's right.
I love that. I love him in... there is an episode of Smallville where... Clark thinks that he is in an asylum, right? It's called Labyrinth.
Yep.
And you know, he all these things that happen in his life, he thinks are, he's being told are like delusions of his insanity. And it's one of the first times that Martian Manhunter is in the show. I think maybe the first time where it's actually Phil Morris, but the second time that the character appears.
Okay.
He appears as a silhouette before that.
I know exactly what you're
talking about. And there's an Oreo that time.
Yes, that's the first time he appears, where he's fighting the
one of the zoners. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I love his performance in that episode because he acts like he's insane, because you're supposed to think he's just a crazy person who's trying to convince Clark, oh, I'm from Mars, and it's like, oh god, another crazy guy. But if you know, then you're like,
oh, yeah, he's from Mars.
I love that. It has a special place in my heart. We have a few minutes left, so why don't we carry on? We've got two more heroes to cover off on.
Okay, good. Next up is Aquaman. I can never say this guy's last name right. I'm gonna give to Cary Elwes.
Yeah, Elwes. Yeah,
Elwes. Yeah, from Flashpoint.
Mm.
One, I really like Cary. I think he's a good actor.
Yeah,
he's the man in black from Princess Bride. The doctor from Saw. He was in the failed Wonder Woman pilot.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. The CW one.
Yeah, that's right. He's been in a bunch of other stuff that I've seen him in, but moving on from that, he super badass Aquaman.
Like, oh yeah.
I mean, Flashpoint kind of brings out the worst in everybody. That's kind of the point of that storyline, but super, super badass. Just like ruthless dictator.
Yes.
Yeah. Just, and those things don't sound super cool in the real world.
But it's a great performance.
Great performance, yeah. It really is a great, great performance.
Okay.
So I give it to him because I know that he could do that.
Mm-hmm.
He could do the other side of it too.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little offbeat for that character, but it's a great, great performance, and you could maybe see him doing a really great job if he was playing the more traditional version of the character. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I actually had a hard time with this one, but I think I'm going to go with Alan Ritchson from Smallville.
Yeah.
He of most recently a New Girl appearance.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But anyway, he did a really great job. I almost gave it to Justin Hartley again.
From the CW.
Can I have Justin Hartley playing both heroes in my lineup?
No, you can't. No, you can't. I know it's fantasy, but it's not that fantasy.
Yeah, no. So I went with Alan Ritchson. Just because I think he plays a nice mix of, like, annoying surfer dude, but, you know, badass hero at the same time. Mm-hmm. He starts out as annoying surfer dude the first couple times you see him, but then in the episode Justice, he brings it, and it's and then in his appearances after that, it's pretty awesome as well. So, yeah, no, I think he has a gravitas but still a casualness that he brings to the character that I think is pretty cool. It works for me.
Good. Okay. Last one. Moving on to Cyborg. I don't know how to say his first name. I think it's Kerry Payton or Kari Payton.
I think
it's Kerry Payton of Teen Titans and Teen Titans Go.
I'm so glad you picked him.
Why?
Because I wasn't going to.
He's so good. I mean, that's
never seen Teen Titans Go.
Oh, it's so funny. There are so many. I mean, it's funny humor to begin with, but the in jokes, like the superhero in jokes, are just amazing. There's an episode where Robin has to like guard the Batcave and the alarm goes off and they're like, is that like the emergency alarm? He's like, no, it's time to feed the fish quickly, everyone. This is an important job that Batman gave me. It's like, oh, it's super, super funny. That's show, really but funny. He's really funny in it. And I know we can do the serious side of it because of Teen Titans.
Yeah.
And so I give it to him. He did a really
nice.
Good job.
Yeah. Nice.
What's yours?
Lee Thompson Young from Smallville.
Oh yeah, I knew that you were gonna go.
I have a lot of Smallville people in here, I'm realizing, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is actually that's three in a row. He
Yahtzee.
He was awesome. He was really had the, you know, they showed his origin story, right? Mm-hmm. And he had this the seriousness of that story. It's actually like a really sad story when you watch the origin of that character. He brought this, you know, sort of
gravitas.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a different word, but that really is the best word. And he nailed it. He brought a levity, and he had some really good jokes in the show. But he brought seriousness to that character that is believable. That you believe that this guy went through the stuff that this character supposedly went through,
yep.
And just made the right choices and decided to, you know, use this unfortunateness
for
instead good. Of becoming Metallo, he became
Cyborg.
Cyborg, yeah,
good.
And it's really sad. Lee Thompson Young passed away last year.
Yes, he did.
Really sad. But fantastic actor and did a great job in Smallville portraying. Good old Cyborg.
Good. Do you want to quickly run through second choices, like really fast, like one line on each?
Yeah, we've got 2 minutes.
Okay,
so let's
perfect.
Lightning round it.
Lightning round. Okay, I'll go through all my choices, then you go through all your choices.
All right, sounds good.
We'll just do it that way. Okay, my runner-up was Henry Cavill.
Oh, nice.
Almost chose Christopher Reeve, but I was like, Henry Cavill can really destroy a city. And sometimes that's necessary to save the world or something like that.
Sure.
And so I went with Henry Cavill. My runner-up for Wonder Woman was Lucy Lawless.
Nice.
Because she voiced Wonder Woman in Justice League New Frontier,
yes.
The movie.
Yes.
But she was awesome. And I was a Xena fan growing up. Xena was an awesome show along with Hercules. And so I just know she's got that side down. And it's just, I love Lucy Lawless. She's great. Unusual choice. I had a hard time with this. There were a lot of great Batmans out there. I almost went with Peter Weller because of Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
I almost went with Michael Ironside because of Dark Knight Returns in its own way. I'm sticking with Michael Keaton.
Nice.
Because he was my first, and I just really like... I like Michael Keaton as an actor, period. I just really like him. So,
yeah.
Going with Michael Keaton, even though he'd probably be taken out more than the rest of them. my runner-up was Phil Lamarr for Green Lantern, but since you stole him, I'm going to go with David...
Boreanaz.
Yeah, I'm going to go with David Boreanaz. Is that how you actually say
Boreanaz,
it?
Boreanaz, yeah.
Not really what it looks like.
I know.
Yeah. And so from New Frontier, he was a very good Green Lantern and Hal. I liked it. Green Arrow, going with Kin Schreiner from Justice League, just because his delivery is spot on. And then in my mind, almost gave it to Alan Tudyk again. Really like Alan Tudyk, but feels like Alan Tudyk's life. Like, almost gave it to Alan Tudyk, but he didn't get it. Yeah.
Life story.
Yeah. The Flash, I was going to give to Grant Gustin, which you stole. And so I'm going to give it to Josh Keaton from Crisis on Two Earths. Great voice actor. Does Ultimate Spider-Man. He's the voice of Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yep.
He's got that quippiness down. And so then Martian Manhunter, I'm giving to Jonathan Adams, who voiced him in Crisis on Two Earths. I'll do that movie back to back because he sounds almost like Carl Lumbly.
Yeah, true.
Yep. And then Aquaman going live action hasn't appeared yet, but I'm going to give it to Jason Momoa.
Okay.
Because he is awesome. And
he's just Momoa.
He's just, that was terrible.
Well,
it was terribly awesome.
You look horribly familiar.
Are you? we can talk about that another time. Yeah. And so, and then to cap it off, Cyborg, I'm giving to Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, from Flashpoint. Nice.
Because he
Michelle B. Jordan.
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan is just a great actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really quality. And so I'm giving it to him.
You know what he's
Human Torch.
Yeah.
I'm excited just because he's a very good actor and I like his caliber.
I am excited.
I like the cut of his jib. And so, all right, your turn. Go.
All right. Real quick. You stole a lot of mine now, so there are very few left that I would have picked. But I'm actually going to go Christopher Reeve for my number two.
Yeah, okay.
Because Christopher Reeve. So
Reeve and the Reeves.
Enough said.
Yep.
I am going to go for Linda Carter as my number two.
Good.
As Wonder Woman, because legendary. Mm-hmm. And then rounding it out, I'm going with Adam West as my Batman, because some days you just can't get rid of a bomb, Tim.
But he managed
but
it.
But he did
it. Batman does the impossible.
Exactly.
Let's go on.
Green Lantern, I really like Christopher Maloney in First Flight.
You know, I really like him too.
Yeah.
I almost chose him. I don't care for that movie per se, but I really like him.
I enjoy
him.
It.
It's very slow.
It was
prodding.
Yeah. But
plotting, not prodding.
Yeah. But I still enjoy it in its own way. I am going to go with Alan Tudyk because I have a heart.
Nice.
For Green Arrow, that is. Then for The Flash, now this is tough because you took a couple of mine are now off the table, but Neil Patrick Harris, I'm going to say number two. Kyle Gallner just did a different thing in Smallville, and it was, you know, it was Bart Allen. It was really Barry Allen, but or arguably Wally. It was a little bit of everything, but I'm going Neil Patrick Harris, New Frontier, not only because NPH is awesome, but because I really like what he did with that character. He didn't have a lot to do in that movie, but I really enjoyed what he did.
Shout out to John Wesley Shipp, who is a good Barry Allen, but not really the Barry Allen that I know.
Not mine.
The same.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Martian Manhunter. Well, Miguel Ferrer, also New Frontier.
Yeah, the good actor. I wasn't a fan of his.
I wasn't a huge fan either, but he's the only one left on this list, so we're gonna go with that.
His voice didn't fit the body. That was. Really
I agree.
My own.
Yeah. But he was, you know, still a good actor. And like I said, last one on the list. Mm-hmm. Aquaman. Now what the hell? I'm gonna give it to Dustin Hartley for.
It's the second round. He's not great Arrow anymore. Yeah.
Not in this version. Not in this reality. I just created. And then for Cyborg, you made it really hard because I really did want to go with Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, it would get hard.
Yeah, no, now it's hard. But Bumper Robinson,
you know, he did a nice job.
He did a nice job.
He had a lot to do in that movie, too.
He did, and he did it nicely.
He did a nice job. I just like I do like Shamir Moore.
Yeah.
He was in Birds of Prey for all 13 episodes.
Yes, yeah. I have not seen Birds of Prey, so I could
and
not in good
your
conscience.
Your life is well spent.
Yeah, I know how to choose how to spend my time.
Okay. So we like you.
We love you.
Yeah. Oh, we're using the big L word.
The big L word.
We like you.
I'm in lesbians with you.
And I'm in lesbians. That's from why do I know that?
Scott Pilgrim.
Thank you. I'm in lesbians.
Bread makes you fat.
And on that, we would love for you to rate us 4 or 5 stars on iTunes. Tell your friends, like us on Facebook. You can search us on the web at beerwithgeeks.com. All such things. We really do appreciate everything.
Yes, yes.
Send us your emails at beerwithgeeks@gmail.com.
Yes, yes.
And your tweets at beerwithgeeks.
Mm-hmm.
And all fabulous things. And because bread makes you fat, so does beer. So cheers.
Cheers.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.